The Dry Bean Scene brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, SRS Commodities, Sharpen Fungicide from BASF, and Johnstown Bean Company. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is leading a trade mission to the United Kingdom and Finland. Ag Commissioner Tom Peterson is excited about this opportunity.
You know, in COVID, we stopped having our in-person trade missions and, you know, hosting people and going places and trading and that in-person relationships is so important. We've been doing Zoom. But in that time, in the last 2 years, we built a really strong relationship, especially with the United Kingdom. And so we're really interested in getting over there. Our number one export to them is edible beans. And so just great opportunity to get out there and visit. We got a great delegation, about 15 people in our ag delegation. There's 60 total in businesses and everything in Minnesota. So a great opportunity.
Edible beans, why is that in such demand there?
Yeah, I mean, I was always surprised when they showed like pulse crops or beans were the top export and have been for a while. It's a main staple of their diet.
North Harvest President Eric Samuelson of Crookston is part of the Minnesota delegation.
For the growers in Minnesota, North Dakota, you know, it's a fairly good-sized market. So, I mean, to have that relations, and it kind of been disrupted due to the tariff that they've placed on our dry beans going into the EU, which is, or into London, which has been about 25%. So, I mean, it's added a lot of cost to their consumers to import our beans.
In recent weeks, the Biden administration announced the European Union will lift the retaliatory tariffs on U.S. exports, including dry beans. The trade delegation will meet with agriculture and trade officials, visit a farm and a supermarket. They'll also consider current logistical challenges. The Dry Bean Scene brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Sharpen Fungicide from BASF, SRS Commodities, and Johnstown Bean Company.